On the campaign trail, Reynolds' mantra was, "No one does this work alone." And in the crowded room at ArtsQuest, he shared the stage with a group of women that included the director of Mayor's Initiatives, the head of community development, and the chief of police. City Solicitor Marilyn Shields also spoke.
To have a group of us sitting up on stage in a team atmosphere, it was very natural.
The women shared the work they're doing to improve the city. Janine Carambot Santoro, the city's director of equity and inclusion, talked about a new video series that'll tell the stories of residents.
This is a people's history. This is their history to elevate, to make sure people have access to.
Others spoke about plans to build the city's first permanent homeless shelter and improve public spaces. And Reynolds unveiled a big new project. He'll soon give residents a chance to weigh in on how $34 million in COVID relief money will be spent. He said the web portal for that will launch soon.
People are able to go on there and vote and share their opinion about where we need to go as a city and what we need to invest in.
Reynolds said his priorities for Bethlehem's future are investing in small businesses, creating affordable housing solutions, and expanding internet access for everyone. Megan Frank, WLVR News.